USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters in California are continuing to battle two wildfires, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. Utility company PG&E is shutting down power to nearly 1 million customers in Northern California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy about that.
These blackouts, particularly with PG&E, and the impact of that is unacceptable. We got to hold them accountable. We are going to do our best to get through these high wind events and work through Saturday, Sunday into Monday, get these lights back on.
The White House says President Trump will address the nation at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning. Now, multiple sources are reporting that the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed after being targeted in a special operations raid by U.S. forces in Syria. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping.
Actress Felicity Huffman is enjoying an early release from prison. Huffman was let go yesterday because of a prison policy for those scheduled to be released on weekends. She served 11 of her 14 days out of prison in Dublin, California, for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump's next Department of Homeland Security Secretary will be tasked with completing more than 400 miles of border wall before the 2020 presidential election to fulfill the president's promise that a wall would be built between the United States and Mexico. So far, 74 miles of that wall have been built. Robert Perez is the Deputy Commissioner for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He tells Fox News this is a great start, but we need to keep on building.
We're going to have constructed now over 75 miles, a major milestone with respect to the wall construction. And a few important points, Steve. First, we're putting this new enduring capability in strategic priority locations throughout the entirety of the southern border, from California all the way down to Texas. It's also a border wall system, as we've mentioned before. It's not just the infrastructure of the wall itself, but the technology embedded into the wall and the infrastructure as well surrounding the wall, the roads, the lighting, all of which informed by the true experts on the ground, our frontline Border Patrol agents, who are the ones who've been informing all of us on what exactly they need to secure that front line and our border. And so we expect that by the end of next year that we will have constructed, again, with the accelerated pace that we're going to be reaching by way of construction over the next few months, over 450 miles of new border wall along that southern border by the end of next calendar year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.